This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Last week, President Obama released his budget for fiscal year 2015. It includes substantial defense cuts. The Army would shrink to its smallest size since before World War II. Here's U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel introducing the cuts to the public.
As we end our combat mission in Afghanistan, this will be the first budget to fully reflect the transition DOD is making for after 13 years of war, the longest conflict in our nation's history.
Defense spending accounts for almost $35 billion of economic activity in Maryland, according to a 2008 state government report. So how might Maryland be affected by these cuts? With me to talk about it is Jill McClune, president of the Army Alliance, a group that supports economic activity and growth in and around Aberdeen Proving Ground in Harford County. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And joining us by phone is Glenn Ives, president of the Southern Maryland Navy Alliance, a group that supports Naval Air Station Patuxent River in St. Mary's County. He's also a former commanding officer at the base. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
Jill McClune, your alliance isn't under the direction of Aberdeen Proving Ground, but it includes many businesses that want to see the base do well. Tell me about the kind of work that goes on at Aberdeen.
Aberdeen is, we would say it's one of the premier research development, test and evaluation, Army-oriented facilities in the country.
How many soldiers, how many civilians work there?
So there's 22,000 total at APG, and there's only several hundred people in uniform anymore. As a result of the last BRAC, we used to have the Field Artillery School, and when that went away, most of our folks in uniform were transferred.
BRAC being the Base Realignment and Closing Commission, that was 2005, right?
Correct.
Okay. How big an employer is Aberdeen Proving Ground compared to other bases?
So Fort Meade is the largest
in Maryland
and the largest, I think it may even be the largest employer in Maryland at this point. Aberdeen Proving Ground is in the top five employers in Maryland and is the largest employer in its region in northeastern Maryland.
Uh-huh. Glenn Ives, Naval Air Station Patuxent River is also known as Pax River. What goes on there?
Sheila, it's we call Pax River the future of naval aviation, and the reason why we say that is because it's the Navy's premier research, development, test, and evaluation site for naval aviation. So, when you think of all those movies like Top Gun and others, where you see great aircraft like the F-14 and today the F-18 or the Joint Strike Fighter, many of those aircraft and many of those systems are developed right here at Pax River. They're researched, they're developed, they're tested, they're evaluated. That whole process happens right here.
And let me ask you the same question I asked Jill. How many military, how many civilians work there?
It's very comparable to, I think, Aberdeen, in that we have about 22,500 folks who pass through our gates every day. Out of that 22,500, roughly 3,000 are military. And then the remaining number are either civil servants and or contractors who support those civil servants. And then amongst that group, I would say that a majority of them are professional engineers in all disciplines. You have many folks who are obviously involved in the business side of it and the financial side of it. You know, so you have a pretty diverse workforce in terms of what the base Pax River represents.
The makeup of the installations in Maryland are actually pretty similar. So Aberdeen is also, because it's also R&D oriented, is made up of mostly engineers, scientists, financial analysts, and management personnel. So a very educated workforce, and that's really a big focus of all the installations and the alliances that support them across Maryland, is that workforce development and that high-tech, highly educated workforce.
Jill, what's the atmosphere been like at Aberdeen since the cuts were announced?
So I think for most of us, at least in the R&D space, the sequestration really started this whole analysis of what was going to be the impact.
The sequestration were the automatic cuts. Spending cuts, across-the-board cuts that went into effect last year.
Correct. So you started to see programs and personnel and hiring get impacted really from that. So both program offices were determining Were they going to hire somebody, or were they going to wait for decisions to be made with regards to budgets? You saw contractors. There was some small layoffs. You had people making decisions not to hire. With that said, I think one of the things that I think is important to highlight, and I think both Glenn and I are trying to make clear, is all of the installations in Maryland are strongly civilian oriented and have a very strong R&D component. And because of that, a lot of the immediate cuts that are in the budget in terms of workforce, which
are proposed cuts,
where they're going to initially focus on people in uniform, Maryland's going to see less of that kind of impact. It's going to be the impacts that the overall budget reductions that are being demanded through some authorization language that occurred in 2013, which is asking all of the departments to take into account that soldiers are getting reduced and to evaluate, well, if the soldiers are getting reduced, shouldn't their staffs also get reduced? And so there is a 20 to 25% sort of mindset reduction occurring at the moment across the board in terms of manpower assessments. And so that's the real...
I'm not sure I followed what a 20 to 25% mindset is. You're saying the concept is that not only active duty, but civilian employees would be cut by 20 or 25% under these cuts?
So when you look at the budget is a combination of reductions in program and manpower. And the largest reduction in manpower is people in uniform. The current budget for 2015 would have anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 reduction in people in uniform, with I think a total of 90,000 through 2019. But there's legislation out there that also exists that says, well, if we're making all these big reductions in people in uniform, shouldn't we be also reducing in other areas because we won't have to support those people in uniform? And so most departments within all functions of DOD are being asked to assess their manpower and their requirements as a result of this about 20% reduction in people in uniform.
That's Jill McClune here on Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cass. Jill McClune is president of the Army Alliance at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Harford County. We're also speaking with Glenn Ives, president of the Southern Maryland Navy Alliance. We're talking about how cuts in the defense budget might affect military bases in Maryland. Glenn Ives, let me turn to you and get your sense of how the proposed cuts, which as Jill pointed out, are proposed to fall heavily on personnel, especially in the Army. How do you think those cuts would affect Pax River?
Well, Sheila, what Jill mentioned about the 20 to 25% is a pretty consistent number that I hear also. Maybe if I can backtrack just a little bit.
Please.
You know, we could all see the potential reductions coming, even as far back as 2 years ago. We could see the war is winding down. We saw the debate on Capitol Hill about the defense budget, the concern about the national debt. And so we've been planning for all that, and I think many companies have tried to posture themselves for that reduced funding, that sequestration environment. That's not to say that it's been easy, because it certainly has not. You know, it's had a very big impact on companies. It's had a very big impact on the number of employees they can keep. Programs have not gone away so much. That really hasn't been the issue. But the reduced funding that goes with many of those programs has certainly been an issue, and so for the Department of Defense, really the easiest way, you know, to find savings is not so much just their civil servants, but their contracting services. You know, if you want to find savings and you're required to, and you're looking for 15, 20, or 25%, you know, it's very easy to look at your contracting services and say that, okay, well, that's where we'll focus, and that's where maybe we'll make our reductions. And so, you know, so that's been the very challenging part for companies that are in defense right now. And and to have an outlook in terms of, okay, will FY15 be a little bit better? Will FY16 be a little bit better? It's hard to even think in those terms because, you know, sequestration is here, and each year that's going to be an issue, and the constant debate about the level of defense spending, you know, seems to point towards continued reductions. You know, so certainly very, very challenging.
Well, both of you work for defense contractors, so you pay attention to this movement that you're describing in Pentagon funding in your day jobs as well as your work with the installation. Jill McClune, I mean, do you expect the final cuts to be as big as the ones proposed? And if so, what does that mean for the community around and the business community around Aberdeen?
So I think the first thing for people to understand is that the budget that's been presented has all the cuts. It's meant to be a budget that meets the funding levels consistent with the sequestration budget levels that were put forth last year. There is elements of additional information that were presented to that budget that if Congress wanted to find more money, there could be more stuff they could spend it on. But the reality is the budget is as we would have expected it to be. And we would hope, because it's consistent with what Congress was looking for, that that would be the budget that would get approved. I agree with Glenn that a lot of companies have kind of already been posturing or getting ready for the scenario as it's playing itself out. I think I want to help the sort of listeners understand that while some of this sounds very kind of gloom and doom, Maryland's actually pretty well positioned and maybe better positioned than a lot of other states, because we're in R&D and some of the R&D that we do. So while Aberdeen Proving Ground is concerned, we are aware of a number of departments that may have to lay some folks off. What we're really seeing people do is not hire. So we're hoping that while we will see some reductions, what we're really not going to see is any growth. We're going to see things sort of become static and people do more with what they have. But there's some interesting things about Maryland in relationship to the budget. Cybersecurity is clearly on a lot of people's minds and is getting increases in the budget. Well, a number of us, Aberdeen Proving Ground, Fort Meade is the leader in cybersecurity in Maryland, but Aberdeen Proving Ground designs, develops, tests, and evaluates a lot of the equipment that is used by NSA and the Cyber Command Force in Fort Meade. UAVs are a big thing that a lot of people continue to talk, and that's a Pax River.
Unmanned
aerial vehicles.
Basically drones.
Drones. That's something that Pax River works on. Another thing that Aberdeen works on is chemical and biological defense. The equipment that has been placed on a ship to decommission the chemical agents from Syria was designed, developed, and is being staffed by people from the Edgewood area of Aberdeen Proving Grounds. So we have a number of installations that are working in critical technology areas that, while we will see funding cuts just like everybody else, we probably are in some areas that will be protected a little bit better than some other communities across the country.
Our time is short, so let me just ask each of you briefly, how soon will this clarify what exactly is happening? How soon do you expect to actually know, Glenn?
Sheila, I think we're going to have prolonged uncertainty because year to year that debate seems to change back and forth on Capitol Hill, and that's going to drive a lot of what's going to happen. I think most of us recognize the environment we're in, and trying to find ways to, you know, diversify our economy, diversify what we do, and get into those market areas that we know are going to be growth areas for not just us, but for the state of Maryland and for our national security.
I appreciate you both talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Jill McClune, president of the Army Alliance at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Harford County, and Glenn Ives, president of the Southern Maryland Navy Alliance, a group that supports Naval Air Station Patuxent River in St. Mary's County. We've got more information about the cuts on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast. Up ahead on Maryland Morning, we'll hear from our theater critic. But while we're talking about how important things get funded, I'm going to throw it to Nathan to tell us how you can fund your public radio. Nathan?